education,
awareness,
laughter,
relatable,
education,
awareness,
laughter.
What's up? You're not tuned into Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Are you a real thinker?
What's up? What's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP_Trill. I got the best co-workers in here that I can ask for. Jay Gray.
What's going on, man? This is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at JGray2.
Tink.
What's going on, y'all? You can follow me on Twitter at @_I'm_Tink.
Day.
What's up with it, man? Find the back. Y'all can follow me. It just called me Day.
Slim.
Hey, what's up? You can follow me at @ambitious_Slim.
All right, y'all. Thank you to all the real thinkers who's been following us on Twitter. For those who don't know how to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at Real Thinkers Pod and also on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Thinkers Pod.
Please make sure you come and check us out this Sunday, March 6th, man, 1819 Madison Avenue. Live show, live podcast. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m., man. We got free food, free admissions, free drinks. Must be 21. Please, no underage drinking. Drink responsibly. And we're going to have a good time, man. We're going to interact with the crowd. Interact with everybody, man. So, not the kids, though. Don't bring your goddamn
kids.
Yeah,
I know Jay working kids.
We upload the shows every Sunday, and we live tweet the shows every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We appreciate everybody who participates in it every week with us, and we ask that you rate the show and review the show on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Okay, we're going to start with our first letter. Not sure who it came from, but here it goes. I was listening to the latest podcast and heard y'all mention about letters and questions, et cetera, and said it can be happy or sad. It doesn't even have to be about anything, just write in, so I decided to. The past few years, I've suffered with sadness and depression. Everything I wanted to do, something always just stopped me from doing it. Could be finances, family, brunch, or things, so I just stopped trying. And that would just drive me into a downward spiral, which would lead to me drinking and making things worse. After a while, I realized I can't keep doing this. I can't give up, and I gotta keep trying to do. I gotta keep trying. So that's what I did this year. All the things I was depressed about were actually things I could control. And at the end of the day, you gotta do what's best for you. I'm no longer depressed. Working two jobs. Started school this year. For once in my life, I can say I'm happy because of me. Cool thing.
All right.
It's dope.
It ended great.
Yeah, it's dope. Great. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, such as myself, you know what I'm saying? Self-doubt is a motherfucker where you self-doubt yourself on, you know, thinking that you could do things and make things happen, even with the podcast. Like, I mentioned it before, you know what I'm saying? It's been plenty of times where I just want to text y'all and be like, hey, fuck this. I give up. Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Because of self-doubt. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to overcome this shit. Some way, somehow.
I was just talking about this earlier today. Like, there's been a lot of shit in the past where I wish I could change. I wish I've done things differently or, you know, things didn't go right. And I find myself thinking about those things often. Today was definitely one of those days where, you know, you kind of slip back into depression. And honestly, I'm really opened up to y'all. But I've been going through that shit since April of last year, like slipping in and out of depression type shit. Just thinking about what's been going on in my past and how I could have changed things, but I didn't and shit like that. But it matters how you redeem yourself at the end of the day. So the fact that you're in school now, you got two jobs now, I'm a living testimony. I've come out of my little cloud too, and, you know, I got a good job. I'm in grad school. I ain't got, you know, nothing too stressful to worry about, and things can change for the better. So the fact that you have a positive outlook on life now, kudos to you. You know, you're not going to always be down in the rut, and, you know, just got to live life and move forward.
Yeah, and I always tell people who's going through that, even I know sometimes it's hard, there's always a light spot somewhere you have to search for. It. Even in darkness, there's something that you can focus on that can keep your attention to bring you out of the darkness. Try to find that. I know it's hard sometimes when you feel like you just can't win. You're back as soon as you get up, as soon as one thing, you fix one thing, something else keep happening. You just like, damn, when can I win? Like, when am I going to not go through things? But it's life. Life is not easy. No one ever said it was going to be easy. Focus on whether it's a support system, whether it's something that you know you want. Focus on that thing that light to you, and it'll, like, I promise you, it'll help you. I've been there. I've been through it. And I fought. You have to fight. You have to. You can't just say, fuck it. Don't do that. Just keep fighting. You got to want better for yourself. And when you want better for yourself, better will come.
I appreciate the letter, first of all, for you telling us this. And, I mean, like, really, I don't have too much to say as far as, like, well, I do, but it's like I don't want to just put all my business out there because, like, dog, I have been going through a lot of shit, and I just don't talk about it. But it's like, dog, it's great that you can find some positivity in it. Like, dog, it's always a positive thing in this, like Slim said. Like, you just got to find this shit. But don't feel like you're alone in this shit. That's the thing that you don't want to do. Like, you know, like, talk to somebody about this. Try to get support from something. Like, be open or, like, express your feelings of how you feel to somebody that'll listen and that actually want to help you. And just if you have that, be thankful for that, because not everybody has that, you know what I'm saying, that support system or that way for somebody to talk, you know, some that outlet to get your feelings out and get and all that. But man, I'm just glad that you are doing all right and got things going for you and shit going right for you, because that's how life work out, man. You be down for a minute, but if you stick through this shit, everything is going to fix itself, and then you'll be wondering why you was even feeling sad in the first place.
Yep.
Man, it's just a grow-up moment. It's just cool to see that you can see that whole full circle moment. It's a lot of us, we all had those doubts and those what-ifs and all those things, man. You know, it's one big reason why I don't glorify the street life, because, you know, I know I see the street life as totally different than a lot of people, because where I grew up, people were really trying to get out of that shit and really was living, you know, trying to do things a certain way just to get out of that lifestyle and out of that environment. And it's almost made a mockery of for those people who really go through that struggle, like myself. And I kind of have fault to that when I was a kid, man. I always had intelligence, and I always had a mindset that had great potential, but I didn't use it the way that I should have, especially in high school. And that's always a big what if, because I really wanted to go to the University of Miami as a teenager, but I never was tapped into that potential to actually focus on school and focus on my academic progress. And it was upsetting when I got older. It was like, man, I wish I'd have did this and did that and all those things and had that freedom to kind of explore the world and all that. But I still managed to do a lot of cool things. I actually, you know, going to college, being a college graduate, getting my master's, trying to get my PhD now. And it's, you know, it's just a full circle thing, man. And sometimes you got to really just tell your testimony so people can really see how great you are, because some people ain't close to you. They really don't, you know, they really don't see it. And I was one of those guys, too. So shout out to that letter, man, whoever wrote it. And I feel exactly where you're coming from, because sometimes you just got to talk to strangers to get that reassurance.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's a real common thing, I think. Like, a lot of people go through this shit, they just don't be open with it.
And then a lot of people who, if you think you don't have someone to talk to, what I went through depression, I was young. I was like 19, 20 going through it. And what I found, I thought I didn't have anybody to talk to. I chose not to talk to anybody. So I used to write everything I was thinking out. Just write it out. And I think when I started to see my therapist, I started reading those things and started seeing that, hey, I can actually fix this myself. I don't need anybody to help me fix this. If you feel like you don't have nobody, write it out until you find somebody. And then if you want to give them that journal, some people don't like talking. Now, some people would rather text you a life story than to talk to you, because they feel nervous, or, you know, they feel like you will look at them a certain way, so they feel better about writing, like, to you. I'm like that, too. I had to break that. But write it out and then give it to somebody, let them, so they can understand what you're going through. Because a lot of times when you don't tell people, they'll think you just one funny acting person, or like you just anti or something like that. Let people know what's going on with you, especially the people that's close to you.
Alrighty, next letter titled Trust. Sounds very juicy. I'm a 27-year-old male from Jonesboro, Georgia, and I'm a fan of the show. My question is, how do I gain a woman's trust back? I was dating this woman and it didn't work out because of her insecurities and trust issues. But during that dating process, I alienated one of my closest friends who I love and care for a lot in the name of trying to make a woman happy, to make a woman who I was dating happy. And it was wrong on my end to let a woman come between me and her. How do I get her to trust me or believe me when I say it won't happen again and we are back talking and working on getting back to where we were prior to the situation? Tink and Slim, your advice would be appreciated from the woman's perspective.
Ew.
I have definitely gone through this before. And it is a very nasty situation. But honestly, I'll be honest. My best friend and I stopped talking to him. And I think I've mentioned this before on the show. I stopped talking to him for the sake of my boyfriend at the time's happiness. And it got to the point where months went by. His birthday came up. I didn't even wish him a happy birthday because I was trying to keep my boyfriend happy and not talk to him. So years started going by. And I started missing my best friend, and I felt like I was really fucking up my friendship for a relationship that was going downhill in the first place. Thankfully, I have a friend who understood me as a person, understood our friendship, and now we're back on good terms, but he's married now, he's got a child, a family now, and honestly, the friendship is not where it used to be. I don't know if it could ever get back to how it was, but as long as you admit your faults, admit, you know, you were wrong, and just sort of talk about what happened, shit in the past now, you just got to move forward. And I mean, it sounds like, I don't know if anything's gone on between you and your friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I had the stank face.
I really don't know if anything's gone on between you and your friend or not, because
you're trying to win her trust back. You're trying to get her to see that this will never happen again. Yeah. Why do you owe that to a friend? I mean, you go to your friend, let them know, okay, I messed up. I was trying to do right by my relationship. A real friend would understand sometimes in relationships, we are blind towards certain things. And we're trying to make our significant other happy. And sometimes we kind of push other people off. So a real friend would understand it. You wouldn't have to jump through hoops to get them to see that this will never happen again, unless this friend is something more or was something more than a friend. You're talking about this friend as if she is a woman that you lost and you're trying to get back. Like, I want to make sure she knows that I'll never do this to her again. Like, pause.
I still love her. I still care about her.
Pause. You sure this is a friend? If this is your friend, question their friendship. And question, this is a question I'm going to ask you to ask yourself. Is this a friend that you made want, like in a relationship type of friend, something you want to build with? Because if it was just a platonic friendship, you will be able to go to her and say, look, I messed up. We can start from scratch with this friendship, but I miss my friend. But the way you're putting it in this letter makes me question if something ever went on, or is there something you want to go on with how you look? It's like that's a questionable friend. If she's platonic, then go lay it out on the table and just say, hey, I mean, I'm sorry, I apologize. We've all been there before. If it's something more, then you got to let us know, baby. That doesn't sound like a regular friend to me.
Well, I think the person was trying to be with one and lost connection with the friend. I think it's
like completely stop talking to her.
Yeah, it's like I stopped talking to my friend, my close friend, because I want to be with this girl and she's kind of insecure about us being friends.
But to say to the friend, I'll never do this to you again, it'll never happen, I love you, that's like, okay, hold on. I visited two of my friends last night, and since I've been in a relationship, I hadn't cut them off. We talk via text all the time, but my time is limited as far as the time I can spend with them. So they was joking like, damn, we ain't seen you since last year, blah, 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 blah. But they understood. You understand, when you're in a relationship, things change. Like, and if I weren't to talk to them for 6 months, it wouldn't be, I want them to understand that this will never happen again. Like, they have their own lives.
I get that. But it's like, dog, if you completely cut people off for a relationship, then it's like,
Why do you have to jump through hoops?
Friends do feel a type of way. Friends will feel a type of way.
They will.
That's what I'm saying. And it's
but
like,
not in a way for you to feel like you have to.
Yeah, because you don't know. Like, that probably might be his best friend for a long time. And it's like, bro, like, if you just cut me off and you've been knowing me, you know what I'm saying, longer than that, and I hate, you know what I'm saying, saying this because I said, like, bitch, you going to cut all your male friends off me. I don't give a fuck what to say. But I'm just saying, it's like, bro, if they are close friends like that, then the woman in the relationship that he's with has to understand that, okay, me and her, we still cool, but I ain't fucking her. Now, we may have did in the past, but that ain't none of your business.
He always takes it.
Because, man, look, y'all have to stay out of people's personal business. And what I did before you is none of your business.
Yeah,
really,
you're true. You're right. You really don't know what happened between.
Yeah, but I get his wanting to gain his friends' trust back because good friends are hard to come by.
That's true.
And I know everybody knows that, dog. And when you have, especially like with female friends and like actually having that level of platonic friendship or whatever, with no tension or no shit like that, it's hard to come back. So I can understand what he's trying to say.
So he should be able to go back to that friendship, not probably the way it was, but go back and amend that friendship. Yeah, without feeling like he needs to jump through hoops to prove that I'll never do this to you again.
No, I don't think you don't have to jump through hoops now. You don't have to do all that, but you
do
have.
That's what he said he wanted to do, though. He wanted.
I'm just questioning why he feel like he had to gain her the friend's trust back. Like,
that sounds like a woman that he's messed over and he's trying to gain her trust back. That's what that sounds like. I could be wrong.
But then it's like once you feel like somebody don't trust you no more, you do feel like you have to.
But
do
it's a friendship, and a friendship, there's two different types of trust. And this type of trust that he's trying to gain back from this friend is not a friendship trust. Like when she was reading that letter, I'm thinking it was the woman he's trying to get back until he said friend. I was like, okay.
Friends are hard to come by, but you're not gonna.
If I lost one of my friends due to me alienating them due to my relationship, I'm not gonna. If I miss that friend, I'm gonna hit that friend up. I'm not jumping through hoops to get that friend back. It has to be a mutual feeling. That friends understand. Your real friends will know who you are. They will understand you. They will understand. Okay, I understand what went on. It was messed up. But this is what it is. We can start to build a friendship back. I shouldn't have to jump through hoops to get a friend back, to gain that person's trust, to show them that I love them. That sounds strange to me. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, it's just you.
It sounds like he has been listening to I Can't Sleep, Baby by R. Kelly. Like, for real.
And want his friend back, right? But yeah. R. Kelly wasn't talking about a friend.
he
was talking
about
a woman.
A friend. My nigga, it do sound like you've been fucking his friend. Like, you... you just had some,
right.
Or you got like some.
He said he got some feelings for this friend. Like, he really got this friend. He may like this friend.
My nigga, you need to come clean with yourself. You
and
be honest.
You can make it. Get the friend.
Be honest with yourself, partner.
And
that's
if you, and if you fucking a man, good, consistent pussy is hard to come back too. That's why.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk. Real talk.
It is.
Real talk. Because look.
Now, I'm gonna say this,
my nigga. I want you to listen to me when I tell you this, because this came from a wise man by the name of Devin the Dude. You will fuck up your for show pussy trying to get some more pussy, okay? Your for show pussy is always gonna be your girlfriend.
Wow.
So, more pussy is always gonna be the new pussy that's coming around. So, you need to stick it out with your for show pussy.
So if
this friend is your for show pussy, you best to. You better get it together.
Yeah,
collect yourself and get it together.
Hold on as long as you can.
I think you need to question, like, okay. Jay is tripping me out right now. Could you see, okay, with the friend, if she was really your friend, you said you alienated your friend. It's not like you completely cut that person off. With my situation, I completely cut that person off. Like, I deleted their number and everything. I regret that till this fucking day because things won't be the same. But you said you alienated her. I think you were still talking to her, you know, at times where you weren't with your girlfriend. You was trying to, you know, make sure she was straight back and forth. And now since things are cool with your girlfriend, and maybe shit ain't cool with your girlfriend no more, and it's like you miss your friend and you want to go back and talk to her again. I agree. That is fucked up because your friends probably there before your girl came along. And sometimes we have to sort of weigh the situations out, like who's there for me, who's not there for me. But it sounds like you like your friend more than a friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go get her, bro.
Yeah. I mean, go get her. If you want her, go get her. Like, but admit to yourself first that you want her as a friend, but you also want her as something else.
Come get her.
And if your friend got if she feels some kind of way about y'all not talking to each other, then maybe your friend likes you.
And exactly.
Y'all not on the same page. Maybe she's making you feel bad.
Get on that same page with that girl.
You know, trying to be with your girlfriend.
Choosing your girl over her. Not cool.
Boom. All right. Dating multiple people at one time, is it good or bad for you? And how do you feel about dating someone who's dating multiple people while dating? So, for me personally, I'm not finna go live. For me personally, it depends on how much I like you and how much I feel like we're vibing. If I would care if you're dating other people. Okay? So, if we ain't just all the way clicking and shit, of course I'm playing the field. You know what I'm saying? Or if I feel like I'm not getting all of your attention, I'm going to probably be playing the field. You know what I'm saying? To at least distract myself from whatever you may not be doing. You know what I'm saying? So I won't be sitting around this motherfucker overthinking shit. Mm-hmm. I say much. But if, I don't know, if I'm just letting it be known, hey, I like you and I want you and shit, and I'm not getting what I want from you, then of course, yeah, I'll be out here doing my thing. And it's just what it is. But personally, I would like to be the only person somebody date. Yeah. In a perfect world, that's what I would like.
Okay, let's just clarify this because I'm new to the whole dating thing. Dating and talking to somebody, is that equivalent? I think it's different.
It ain't.
I think it's equivalent.
Explain it to me, Dave.
When you talking to somebody, it's just casual conversation, bro.
Okay.
You can talk to somebody if me and you just talking and be cool.
Yeah.
We can be talking. But if we dating, that means we actually out spending time with each other, setting time aside from our schedules to, like, see each other and go out and do shit and spend time together. That's dating.
Look at dating. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Now, if we just talking, bitch, we just talking.
Okay.
Because like women get that shit confused. Like they be like, oh, if we talking, we dating. You better not be talking.
They do it like.
If I text you, if I'm talking to you on the phone, we not dating. Like, nigga, you just somebody I talk to. Like, damn, bitch, we not married. I had a free hour and I just talked to you over the phone. That does not mean that we're dating. I don't see how people date. I'm sorry, but if we talking all the time and stuff, you know what I'm saying, you are showing me interest. You know what's funny about
it's a complete different world from different perspectives.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you feeling that motherfucker and y'all texting and calling each other, you ain't finna look at this shit like y'all just talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we spending time outside of this texting and calling?
For the most part, sometimes it may not be all the time. Some people's schedules conflict and things like that.
So you tell Slim, wait.
When your schedules conflict, you make time. You figure it out.
Slim, wait. So you saying if you texting and calling somebody, y'all talking on the phone, FaceTime and texting, and you actually are really feeling this person, and then you come and find out that he doing kind of like the same thing y'all doing to two or three different other girls, you not going to feel some type of way?
No. We know Slim.
We know Slim.
No.
We know.
Because, first of all, I don't feel like as much as you can text and talk somebody, FaceTime them, I don't feel like you really don't know what type of energy you two have until you are actually in the same room. You can be vibing like hell on the phone with a person or FaceTime with a person, but you get in a room with a person and it's just like, hey, this is different. Like, so no, I'm not one of those type of women. And when KP said schedules conflict, my boyfriend and I, he works at night, I work during the daytime. Shit works out greatly because guess what? We make time between the two for each other.
Hey,
you make time
for
things.
Two key words you just said. Boyfriend, girlfriend. Sometimes
if you're trying to date somebody, you do the same thing.
What
if you're not trying to settle down? You talking to people on the phone.
That's
like,
a difference.
I say if you're doing that, let people know up front. Like, be honest.
Bruh, if you giving me your attention, right? And I'm giving you my undivided attention and we talking and texting. all the time.
Talking and texting. He said that so hard.
My nigga.
We go together.
We go together. Like, look, we is in a relationship. Yeah.
And we've never been in the same space with each other.
I don't trust shit. We ain't together until probably about the 6 or 7 month of pregnancy. Like, cause I don't trust nothing. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I feel this way, dog. Look, women have so many fucking options, dog. I believe this shit. I really think we have options too. So it's like, bro, I don't trust shit until like you are like really pregnant or like, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that, like. We can be talking and dating and all that, that'd be fine, and then all that is not official until the baby.
He wants you to be in the third trimester.
I don't know about all that. It's not official until I say it's official. Until I tell you, hey, we boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm going to talk to whoever the fuck I want to talk
to. Okay, all right. And you can do that, right? But if I got feelings, it's going to be conflict because
I need you to express those.
The pull up will be pulled up on. Do you hear me?
Yeah, because I'm not going to be out here enjoying myself, talking to multiple people, not saying that I'm dating them. Like, some of them people I'm not even spending time with. I'm just having a conversation with just because they got cool conversation. Like, you may be a fuckboy for real in person, but you got a nice conversation. I just like to have a good time, talk to good people, have a conversation. That's about it. But I'm not going to finalize anything until I feel like you're the – when I wake up in the morning – you the first person I think about texting. When I'm on my lunch break, who I want to talk to? I want to talk to you. When I'm getting ready to go to sleep, who I want to say goodnight to? You. Fuck some other niggas. At that point in time, you can be my nigga, and I can say, yeah, we can
go. That's reasonable.
And that's great. Unless, now when he don't feel the same way, he tell your ass goodnight and then tell another motherfucker goodnight right after. How would you feel then?
Okay. if that was going on and he was doing it, and I knew about it, I would feel some kind of way, honestly. But I would take the opportunity to say, well, this is how I feel about things. If you don't feel that way, you ain't my nigga. I can't be mad at you.
Yeah,
I'm going to move on to the next.
But see, like, and that's the perfect world answer. Because
I was watching Tyrese and Rhea Vaughn show yesterday, and Kim Whitfield was on there, and this was the topic. She said that if the man came to her and told her that I was literally dealing with other people, her job, one, she respected in him. Two, her job was to make sure that she was doing everything in her power to get them other bitches out the way. She was going to be swinging from chandeliers and all that type of stuff. And I was like,
But see, here comes a pride battle, right? Because you know, women have a big pride issue about, you're not going to have me doing this. I ain't in no competition and all that shit. Like, you don't really have to fight for what the fuck it is you want, which is fucking... irrational.
I know I ain't finna be competing with no niggas because these niggas ain't me.
Hold on. But okay. To touch on what you said, my question then is, are you doing it because you really want me, or you doing it
to outdo
them? Right. You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
and that's the thing too. Like, it's a thing, a sense of exclusion.
Usually when a woman does that to outdo the woman, when she finally wins,
she talks shit.
She don't want, like, now I'm all into you and you don't even want me now. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You doing it just to,
I've had that happen before. For instance, right? Me and this chick, we're rocking, right? And we end up, we went left somewhere and we stopped fucking with each other. So, I end up start talking to a couple other chicks or whatever, and she comes back around, and she would notice, like, nothing was the same. I wasn't giving her much time and attention, you know, trying to see her and shit like that. So she told me, she was like, okay, I know you fuck with other bitches, right? But I'm going to do whatever I got to do for you to cancel them bitches out. No word, right? So she did that. And then I end up falling in that web, and once I gave in to what she wanted, it was just like, okay, I got it now. I'm good. I don't even want it no more.
Similar thing happened to me in high school. I think very similar thing happened to me in high school. I talked to a chick, and I mean, it just wasn't like we was going to be. And then it was like, all right, we move on. She went talking to her home, you know, her nigga, and I went to talk to someone else. And then all of a sudden, when she started seeing how people started reacting to me, it was like, oh, no, wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay. So she tried to come back, and it became a weird little battle. And it's like, wait, what are you doing this for? You know what I mean? And I see that a lot. It's like people try to do it to just be in competition with motherfuckers. It's like you, whatever little grasp of inclusion or exclusion that you can grab, you start to just grab it and then like hold it in front of people like it's a competition. Like, I won this little battle. I mean, you can see side chicks do this shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm the only side chick that this nigga has.
Like, what the
fuck? I'm not about to compete with no raggedy heifer about no raggedy ass man. My thing is, if you want to do multiple people, then go do what you do. I'm not one of these women, because I'm not cool with my dude or the person that I'm dating other people. Because if I'm dating you, it's exclusively you. I can't interchange too many people at the same time. I don't juggle people well. So it's hard. So I don't do that. So if the dude that I was dating did that, what?
Live and weave and shit. Oh.
So
oh,
I can't do it. So a man that's doing it, I would respect him telling me that he was doing it, but he couldn't be with me. I couldn't be one of those women in the little clique that he's dating. I'm sorry. Go do it with somebody else. I'm just not that type of woman. But to all the women that can do it, more power to you.
Yeah.
I can't. Plus, I don't believe in sharing I don't believe in sharing a bowl of cereal, let alone a man.
All I was gonna say is like,
that shit do something.
All I was gonna say is just like, people had this thing where they don't want you and they just don't want nobody else to have you.
On reach complex. Yeah. They don't want to bring you in too close. They don't want to let you go.
Like this shit. And then all I know is like, if I want somebody, me dating multiple people is just a waste of time if it's somebody that I really want. So I wouldn't even do the shit. Like,
isn't it a waste of money too? Because if you date people, you gotta take them out and stuff like that, right?
What are them is expensive? Gas, movies and shit. Boy, that shit is expensive in the mall.
$20 a ticket.
Hotel rooms and shit.
Dating
is
expensive.
Don't take her to see a 3D movie because that movie ticket, one ticket by itself, like $30.
Help her say she want popcorn, nigga. It's over with.
Get her the keys meal for like $6.75.
Okay. Do you think men need is just as much attention as women do in relationships?
Yes.
All right. Why?
My guy's very affectionate. And I was halfway there when I first met him. I was like, oh my goodness, this is new to me. But it was a good thing. It brought me out of my shell. It made me be more affectionate to him. It was a time where I would miss him, wouldn't even tell him.
Yeah.
And now I could get ready and pick up my phone and say, I miss you, and I'm seeing bubbles, and as soon as mine come through, his is coming through.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we're in tune with each other. So he needs the same attention I need, he needs too.
Yeah.
That's the only way a relationship can work. You can't have one person giving it all and one person giving 20%. It can't be 80-20. It has to be 50-50. So, yeah, they need the same attention that we need. Some men do. Some men like to be left alone. More power to you
That's why I don't get the women who take on this whole thought of all you got to do is fuck them, feed them, and leave them alone. Okay, bitch. If you gonna live the rest of your life off of something one nigga said, and you think that's how all men
is not
go, like, you gonna be in for a rude awakening.
That's why I hate the saying. When I hear women say all men are the same, it makes me cringe, because it's not. And every woman that I hear say that, I think it ends that they're bitter.
Yeah,
like somebody really hurt them, and they're bitter. Like, okay. All men aren't the same.
Okay, Tank, do you think men need just as much attention as women in relationships?
Yep, because I done heard niggas say, she don't show me no attention like you show me attention. So, nigga, all I did was say good morning. All I did was say, how your day going? These, I feel like everybody's human. Everybody got feelings. I don't give a fuck if you say you ain't got feelings, you ain't got this. If you feel like you ain't loved, nigga, you gonna feel some kind of way. I feel like guys need attention just like women do. Now, it may not be the same level
of
attention or affection, but something.
They need to know that they're wanted, appreciated.
Exactly. Even when it comes to making the first move, like, some women don't make the first move when it comes to sex or, you know, foreplay. Even little shit like that, like, it matters.
If you don't know if you can't say I want the penis, then just grab it. That's a way of,
You in the left lane now. Shit.
You said make the first move when it comes
spread
to
spread even
some
slim.
Women, some women don't want to say, I want the penis.
You talking about just grab a dick.
I mean,
just
some women are dabbing. Some women would sit like you
just
and
eat
I
the motherfucking shit.
Shit. Put in your mouth. That's all you need to do.
You want to let them.
Some women do
just
not
bloop.
Want to say, I want the penis.
Bloop.
They just sit there and just be like quiet. They could be at home really horny as crap, waiting on him to say, text and say, do you want? Man, look, you better send that eggplant emoji with the water in the mouth and just
we done turning lanes.
Channel 73 now.
Right down Nasty Boulevard.
Wait, Channel 73.
Yeah, man, don't worry about it.
Spice. Yeah. But nah, for real talk, guys need affection too. Like, show that affection, ladies. Like, you ain't the only motherfucker out here that need a hug. Yep. Or a kiss on the cheek or say you look good or anything like that. Show that affection. It's necessary.
I love attention. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, but it like I like the simple shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love attention.
I don't like it's I like I don't like attention from a lot of people. I'm not that type of person where it's like, hey, look at me.
Person.
Yeah, it's like if I from you, then it's like, yeah, but don't overdo it. Like, you don't have to like be all on me, like just focusing all on me and shit. Like, I like simple shit, like. If you say good morning, good night, like just communicating with me and showing me attention like that, I appreciate that simple shit. And if you do like little smile shit like that, then like that's cool with me. Like, cause I don't need all the extra shit. You know what I'm saying? And like,
what's the extra stuff?
Like, always, like if you like super affectionate and like all this shit,
needy,
like
clingy.
Yes, to the point of clingy, almost yeah. Clingy. You know what I'm saying? When you get to that point, it's like, okay, bitch, move, give me my space. Like,
yeah,
because
I'm
like
glad
to,
you said that.
Yeah, because I like to be alone sometimes. It's like
yeah,
sometimes
I'm glad you said that too.
It's sometimes it's like shit I like doing by myself.
Right, exactly. There's
and
some,
I like
sometimes.
Being by myself, and I don't want no attention at the time. But it's like
some
it,
women
like
don't understand that. Some women take offense to a man wanting time by himself as if they don't want to do things by themselves.
Yeah, and it's like when I'm doing shit by myself, and then like you would just hit me up, check on me, like, hey, you straight? You good? You don't need nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Like, little shit like that. I ain't, like, just the mere thought of checking up on me when I'm by myself, that shows me, like, that's cool. I like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That I'm on your mind.
But
you
what
care
if you're
about
out with your friends and they keep texting?
Then I'm like, bitch, would you wait till I get done? Like, because that's the thing. Like, women smell when fun is being had.
That is
involved,
not true. That is not
hold on, before we get into that, Jay Gray.
Oh. No so nigga finna go snapping at that mother. The smell of fun. Is that fun in the background? But anyway, I mean, attention, I don't know, man. I may be the different person on this end, man. Attention is not that big of a deal for me because I mean I love to be appreciated. And,
that's a
and,
form of attention.
I mean, but in the sense of like just the same amount as women, I'm good. I like my solitude. I have, like, now that I'm in a relationship, I think my solitude is different. I like to be in my own little area, my own little bubble, but I like to know what the fuck is going on around me. I'm a very observant person, so I may be listening, and, you know, if a big thing my grandfather just says, like, if you sneeze somewhere in the house and you hear her say, bless you, she fucking loves you. Because she's really paying attention about your wherever you are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that type of attention is all I care about. And, you know, and that's something that's pretty dope to me that I really notice is that I can be in the other room by myself and I sneeze and you hear everybody in the house, bless you. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's dope. You know what I mean? So other than that, I mean, I'm okay with that. I know my lady requires a lot of motherfucking attention. And compared to me,
I don't think I would like to say it's
60-40. I'm gonna say this, man. With me, I just like knowing a nigga thought about or something like that.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, some days I might not hit, like, if we don't wake up next to each other, some days I might not hit you up. I want to see how much I'm on your mind or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just letting them know I'm thought about or some shit like that. You know, it don't have like. I always tell a motherfucker, for me, you don't have to go get the moon and bring her back to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that, man. Just go get a nigga a goddamn slush or something from Sonic or something. Just pop up and just be like, I got a slush. You want to taste it like you taste me? It's like, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I ain't had no slush booty.
Niggas not always talking about eating booty.
And I have like pulled up somewhere because y'all know I'm always in Zaxby's, and if I offer to buy you Zaxby's, I'm gonna feel like your ass.
Yeah, if I if I'm asking you, have you eaten today?
Yeah, like, have you eaten today? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some shit like that, man. You know, or if a nigga tell you he's sick, man, you need me to bring you something or something like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Like, these guys really ain't that complicated, like.
They're very simple.
They're very simple. We just overcomplicate shit.
Sometimes. Yes, y'all do. Yes, y'all do.
And that's on the lines of where I think that men are the same. Like, I'm one of those guys that really think men are the same. We just a different mindset. Like, we all have the same mindsets. We're just at different times of them. Like, yeah. You know, and some of us are in that little phase where we're starting to see that we have a sense of power and we can get a lot of women type phase, and then we have those men who like to settle down and really be motivated by one woman, family man type phase. It's like, it's a lot of different phases, but I think we all have them and we all will experience them at some point in life. So in that sense, it's like, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Like, I'm all right with just being settled down and calm the fuck down, and that type of attention is all I need. Like, man, just call me, like, man, I'm finna go get this blackberry, you know, you want that blackberry tea from Sonic? Yes, I love you. that's where I'm at. Like, you know, that's, and she peeped, yeah, and I just like, one thing is really dope about her is that she really peeps shit the way that I peep it now. And she'll just say something and be like, you know, did you notice this? I'm like, man, I love you. That's exactly how I look at it. You really starting to be smart.
Somebody said really starting to be smart.
Starting to be smart.
Yeah, might pay for that later.
not in the sense she's stupid, but smart and on my level
on
smart.
On your level smart.
That nigga trying
smart.
To clear it up.
Starting to be smart.
She's stupid. Before I beat your ass.
Okay.
Forget it.
How
that's
do you?
Not your fault,
smart ass mouth.
How do you feel about your significant other always spending time with a single friend or friend? I'm going to say this. A lot of my homeboys are married or they are in relationships, live in relationships, right? So because I'm not in a relationship, it comes off that I am the friend who is out here wilding out. Yeah. And that is, it's not the case. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have juice like that. So, but, you know, I get to her. All of the, my bro, she really hates you, bro.
Oh, man.
And it's just
cool.
Like.
Has she ever been around you in a photo?
Man, just one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally had to sit down and have a heart to heart with one of my homeboys' wives because she thought that I was bad for business. And it's been my nigga for so long. And I was just like, hey, I'm not that friend. Like, first off, he his own man. He gonna make whatever decision he wants to make. But you. I think the perception she got from me was because every time she came around, she always seen me with a different chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But she didn't factor in if it was a friend or a cousin or something like
when
that.
Got time to do all that.
She just took it off.
Every time I see he's he got a different.
When
she
I, look
just,
at
you,
I don't want you hanging
all right,
with
so him. So then I had a conversation. Oh, like my one of my partners, him and his, well, they engaged now. I'm at their house one day, and I was telling, like, I was talking to him, and I was like, bro, I want to settle down, but at this point in time, this was about 2 years ago, I was like, at this point in time, all the women that I fuck with right now do something that the other one does, right? So I was like, I got one, she, like, no limit, like, freak as hell. Not knowing she in the other room eavesdropping.
You know she in there eavesdropping.
I wasn't knowing. So she comes out the room and was like, I don't even like that conversation. I was like, I'm talking about
she
me,
trying to save
right?
She's trying to save him.
All right, so then I got another partner who's in a relationship with a very insecure woman, right? And we were together one day, and I was having a conversation. We were having a conversation. I'm telling him, you know, bam, 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 you know, I'm trying to do this or do that. And she looking upside his head as if he's saying it and he gonna go do it. I'm like,
some women think birds have a feather flock together.
It ain't that though. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't mean no harm. But if I know you and your friends, I have found out shit based off just putting two and two together off some shit your friend said. Yeah. Sometimes y'all niggas ain't shit and y'all let your friends egg you on. I'm not saying that all niggas are like that. I'm not saying that. But sometimes it does happen. Sometimes your single friends ain't got no fucking common sense to be like, my friend, he in a relationship.
No, same shit. Time out. More niggas have friends who will put their ass in check and be like, hey, bro, you tripping.
Yep.
You got something good at the house. I ain't never heard a woman tell me that she had a friend like that ever.
A female friend. Yeah, girls, most girls got that fuck them girl.
Yeah, he ain't shit. No
see,
way.
Niggas
don't do that.
I like my friends.
Even though I do got one partner. Hold on, let me say this. I do got one partner. I can't wait till he cheat on his girlfriend. She deserves it. Okay? I just can't wait.
Oh my goodness. You're going to make it hard for now.
She deserves it.
The friends who don't know who you talking about, girlfriend.
They don't listen to the podcast. She fucking deserves it. And I tell you why after we finish recording. She deserves it. When you accuse a man of cheating who's being faithful, he's only going to do two things. Leave you alone or eventually cheat on you. So he might as well go and give her what she wants and cheat on her ass.
I've hung out with my boyfriend and his friends multiple times. So I'm pretty cool with the little geek squad. Everybody is in committed relationship. They're having a girlfriend. I don't fear that they're out here saying, yeah, do this, do that. If anything, from the aura that I get out from his friends, the times I've been around them, they're going to check him quickly. They check each other. Like, it's a really good group of friends that he has. And, maybe one person in there that'll probably say something stupid. But I think the other five will jump on that one stupid one. This is just how it is. But I trust him and his friends. And I think everybody's in a relationship. A couple of them are married. So I trust it.
My home is good. Like, man, one of my best friends is about to get married. And a little over a month from now. And, you know, my lady loves that guy. So he's cool. You know what I mean? He's dope. He's one of those good motivators. I got a homie who, one of my best friends is, you know, he's at this stage of life where he just travels a lot and does his thing. And I don't knock him, you know, but I know what to do and what not to do. He's the only single friend that I have. And I know what type of party, you know, he hangs around sometimes, and so it's okay to respect that he's single. He's gonna live a single life, and that's okay, and there's nothing wrong with it. I don't think I have any problems with none of my lady friends except one. She steals.
When women have problems with their guys' friends, I think the women haven't taken a chance to give these guys a real chance of getting to know them.
It's always assumptions, right?
Like, I heard this about him, so I don't like him.
Or they see the reaction and they just take the side of the reaction.
I've had to check myself a few times.
You can't do that. You have to give people a chance. Like, literally, give them a chance. Don't sit there already.
I think you need friends who are going to stop and look at the situation as a whole compared to negatively reacting. Yeah. Like, I'm all about. You know, with friends, I always say that, man, look, I'm going to take your side through thick and thin, but it'll never be a point where I just jump on your side and just that be that. If it's a choice matter right at this second, I'm going to take your side. But if it's a time where we having a discussion, oh, no, nigga, you are at fault, and I'm sure you are because I know who you are. So I'm going to look at it from your perspective, like the other person's perspective first. He's like, all right, what the fuck did you do? Because you did something, and we just need to figure out what you did.
I think
first.
All my friends like that. So I got one friend who I could do no wrong.
But the rest of them,
I had somebody got a Twitter, and I don't know who got the Twitter. I can't figure it out. Somebody got a parody page or something. Because I sent out a tweet the night before last, and I got a group text message. What the fuck are you doing? Wait, y'all not even on Twitter? What are you talking about? And we saw it. So I'm like, okay. And I had the powwow last night with them. I was like, you know what? Y'all right. I reacted in a way I shouldn't have reacted, but it happened.
And see, I don't really have best friends like that to where I know, because I don't really just kick it with a lot of motherfuckers like that. But I know I'm the type of person, like, where if you are happy with a person, I'm going to encourage the fuck out of it. Like, yeah. I'm not finna, like, dog, if you happy with somebody or if you happy single, I'm all for your happiness and the happiness of other people that you're around. I'm not finna steer you to do shit wrong. As much as shit as I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm single and I do a lot of wild shit and I say a lot of wild shit. But at the end of the day, don't do shit that I do. Like, I'm going through it, so you don't have to go through it. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like a parent. Your friend.
That's how I treat it. It's like, bro, look, let me, because they think, you know what I'm saying, that single life, this shit ain't all what it could have to be. If I'm out here having fun with all these hoes, at the end of the night, I go home and I go to sleep by myself. When these folks, they go home, they got, you know what I'm saying, they got somebody they can come home to, somebody they can talk to when they feeling down. I don't have that luxury, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling them, dog, don't fuck that up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, if I had friends like that, they girls would be cool with me hanging around, because I would tell that girl, look, this nigga lucky as a motherfucker got your ass, because he ain't shit.
Like, I think your real friends will know when you're truly happy with somebody. They're going to try to preserve
it. I will say this. I wouldn't be cool with my girl always being with her single friends, because I believe women are more influential.
You had a lot of women who are like Tick Say to fuck them.
Just that. It's just women are more influential than to their friends. Mm-mm. And then I'm explaining why, right? Just like I just said, it's not too many female friends who gonna say, girl, you got a good man at home. You need to chill. You know what I'm saying? Because first off, y'all probably going out because nigga just had an argument with you. And you can tell him, girl, he's stressing me out. And first thing she's like, we need to go out. Right? It's already bad
for
business.
Is it a club or can we go to the bar and have a couple drinks?
It really don't matter.
See, look. Sam, I mean.
Just take me wherever, girl. I'm sick of this shit.
When you went through your breakup, did not one of your homegirls offer to go out?
They did. That was my way of relaxation.
How many fuckums did you get that night? Girl, fuck him. You don't know what he got.
I got quite a lot.
Okay, then. Mm-hmm. All right.
But I still called that nigga on the way home.
I know you did.
So it didn't matter.
I know you did, but still. How many times did you get your number out?
Twice. Really?
Hey, I'm so disappointed.
Man, fuck all that, bro. Y'all know my life.
Who called? Okay. Did one of your friends call the dude over to the table?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. They weren't that forward.
But when they came, what did they say? Well, your friend's like, girl, get his phone.
Girl, he cute, girl. God, look up in the corner. One on winking, one on like, yeah, girl, go get him.
Exactly. Either one of them single?
Nah, I got to cut
all of them.
Oh, shit.
Now she can't get no friends. I can't have my girl with no single friends. I was gonna be reasonable and be like, you know what? If her single friends, I was gonna be like, yeah, it's cool. She can get, cause it's cool. You know, your friends, y'all go out and kick it. I want you to have your fun. But if it's gonna be some shit like this going on, then goddamn it, nah.
It's a difference in being fed up with your situation and like you have people to be like reminding you of the shit you done been through. And be like, man, fuck that shit. Have fun. Do what you gotta do. It's not just like, oh, I had an argument with my nigga and I'm finna go have fun. Like, no, I'm about to be done with this nigga type shit. So I'm finna go have fun.
Okay, that's a difference. That's a different point.
I'm
just saying, because, like, you don't want to, like,
in a moment since you called him on your way home?
Yeah, because some women just be done just that day. And then they be right back around. Like, I'm done with you, nigga.
Sometimes you need the space. Sometimes you really need the space.
Man, you can't help who you love, nigga. That's all I got to say. You can't help who you love. But
send that to get drunk and send that tick. It's just funny.
That's when emojis really start
shit
playing.
Be funny.
Yeah. Why is it that women can smell when niggas having fun?
That's not true. That's not
Man, that's true. I get the tingling. Hold up. Now this nigga done got in the club for free. Y'all happy as shit. I need
fuck all that laughing going on in the background.
I must be
it's like when they call you, they can hear it in your voice. They can hear the fun in your voice. You out of the phone, you be like, hello. I'm like, what you doing? Man, doing shit. Man, dog. And then they hear all the fun. Man, this shit, like, man, like, I'm going to call you back. And then she's like, nah, nigga, what you doing?
Like, tell me you love me.
My favorite line, you having fun, ain't it? Mm. You having fun.
Like, nah, we it's straight. I ain't really just having too much fun. It's cool. It's just
my
TV.
Boyfriend went out of town with all of his friends. I did not bother him. Only thing I wanted to know was were they did they make it to the their destination safe. That whole weekend, I didn't bother him.
You got DJ Gray?
No, it's not we know Slim. It's, no, it's because she I got feel it like, too. I feel like when I'm out with my friends or my family, I don't want him texting me. What you doing?
Because he won't. Because he don't give a damn.
That's
he
a probably fuck at, y'all, that's a goddamn lie.
Because he wait. Probably at the house no. with the I laptop open.
Bruh, complaining to me.
Long time.
Right? No, bruh. No.
With a laptop here. With a laptop here.
I get phone calls and text messages during recording. Like, you know what I'm doing. Coming. But you said, no, that's not
Clothy
true.
Blind.
However, I believe waiting that to look at when this he's damn with his scene. Friends, that I need to let him be with his friends. I don't need to cry his face. I'm not a needy-ass girlfriend. I want him to be with his friends without me. What you doing?
We can watch Pornhub together. You ain't gotta watch it by yourself. Slim, look at this. I don't like that. Slim, yes, she can watch it by herself. I was on his phone the other day, right? And I was like, is that Pornhub? What the fuck is Pornhub? Stay out of your business.
He checked my phone today. He gonna find the same goddamn thing.
When I'm watching porn, I need you to stay away from me. That's my alone time. That's yes, me see? Recollecting. Yes.
But we can learn that's stuff together.
No, 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 Slam, no,
no. I can see if I if we gonna learn something together, I'll text you the link.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you the link. I'll be like, hey, yep. watch this,
and then let me know your feedback.
Yeah. Some right. shit, I want to learn to surprise your ass.
Now, I'm
okay, well, then you watch porn on your own.
Slim talking about she want to watch it together, right?
No. We can get on your, if you want to say Pornhub while we
have you ever
in.
Tried to watch something on the laptop with two people? It's uncomfortable.
She wearing them all up in your face. And no, you can't really enjoy it.
You got to hook your laptop up to your HDMI cord and you put it on the TV.
But they know how to give you your space.
Man, a good thing about watching porn is the element of surprise. No matter how low the volume is, it's too loud.
Yeah.
Like that. It's
hold
just,
on. You a real savage if you can watch porn.
Okay,
It's a lot of things about being a savage. But if you watch a whole DVD of porn,
a whole scene, a whole movie.
You watch a whole movie of porn, you fucking savage.
If you watch it with the volume loud, you're a savage.
Right. You watch a whole scene without skipping through.
Yeah. If you leave comments on the video.
What do you mean? If you watch a whole scene, you're a savage? You're not, I watch
like from beginning to end?
Without skipping,
I click on the video, I'm skipping to about the fifth minute.
Right.
She's not skipping.
See, if, and I got it. Like figured out. It's like the scenes is 30 minutes long. You kind of want to go.
Now 30
like
minutes
long.
I ain't got time for y'all talking. Because
you gotta see the like the beginning part.
Okay, I like porn with dialogue.
Yeah, sometimes
I'm worried like that.
I don't want you coming to kitchen. What, baby? How you doing?
I like all that. I like all that. I like the whole
thing.
I like the whole role playing.
Trying to get straight to the point. I need.
Or
I'm getting that
head stuck in the sink in the sun.
But I do skip. I do skip parts. I just like porn with dialogue.
I don't want to see no clothes on. I'm skipping to the part where I ain't no clothes on no more. Somebody legs open. Somebody sitting on top of the. I'm skipping to damn the climax.
Exactly. Sometimes when I skip. I go too far. I see a position that's like, look, finally, like, damn, how they get to this point? Hold on, let me go back.
You gotta go back. So
no, let's see how this.
You gotta watch. You gotta see what happens.
But all I'm saying is we not finna. No,
it's
like,
okay
nah.
To watch porn. We don't have to watch it all the time together. You know, but we can
need his solo alone time.
You need that solitude.
Like, no, not. But see, back to women and them being able to smell fun. It never. Like, first off, niggas got to know, whenever you come in and she asks you, how was it, it was all right. It can't be nothing better.
It can't be better than all right.
It can't be nothing
better. That shit got to be a C.
Yes.
It got to be a C, bro. Yes. You get to a B, you flirting. If it's an A, you done fucked
you
up.
You cheated.
Yeah, it's over.
You was cheating.
So what made it so fun?
Right. Then it's like, oh.
It was so loud. Okay, for real.
Now, I will admit that when he told me about them going to the club, he was like, it was cool. The women were in there. I was like, oh.
See?
Yeah.
That's how you go out of town. I ain't going to be as silent as I was this weekend.
Did you just hear up? I ain't that needy.
I'm not that needy, but
now
I didn't know
she prepared.
Going to the club.
Right. But she got good. She got good. Y'all going to the club without them bitches again?
No. I'm not that part. Man, I just want to know
you just steak
go
out.
When you go out of town, you got to go to Putt-Putt and
you go to the club, she asks how it was. You just got to be like, yeah, it was cool, live, man, but it was just too hot and sweaty in there. You got to downplay it. You got to give it the good with the bad.
Yes.
But you don't tell about the bitch. It'd be a million bitches in there. You'd be like, you had a time in your life.
Nah.
You'd be like, man, it was just too many damn folks in there.
Nah, I would say, best thing to roll with, man, it was Look, baby, it was packed, but it was a whole bunch of niggas. Don't never mention no women, bro.
Or you just say, man, it was cool. I'm happy to be home.
Yeah, I'm happy to be
That's
home.
That's a good one.
I thought about you the whole time.
I was
couldn't enjoy myself because I was thinking about you.
Yeah, I was really ready to go to the house.
Yeah. You know what you got to say?
And then you smell lies, too.
Nah, you don't smell no goddamn lies. Yeah.
You went in the club for 3 hours.
The thing is, you just got to make sure that you like block out the club websites or the club Instagram. And see your ass at the bar with your shirt off, swinging.
I'm not gonna be naive.
I'm ready to be home. Oh, what's this?
I'm not gonna be naive, nigga.
I lost a bit.
I ain't have fun. I'm gonna just say, okay.
Cause I
know
your ass
ain't fun. Hold on. This nigga said she gonna see you on the Instagram video on the bar swinging your shirt.
Wow. It is like Peter Pablo.
Well, what's this? Exactly. I lost a bit.
Screenshot the video.
Man,
who planned to do that in the club?
Oh, shit. It was just a dare. Who was playing truth or dare?
I don't want to see evidence of you being in the club, because then it's gonna be different.
What club y'all go to? She already putting his face
right on Instagram looking at shit.
Club Presto.
And they uploaded every picture from the night before. You seem to
she
be
going,
really
she going
time.
Through
every
everyone.
Fun moment of the night. Your ass got captured.
See,
taking the shot on a bitch.
She got screenshots. She's zooming in on bitch. Ain't that you right there? Ain't that your hat?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got the Microsoft Paint, the little arrows. She's illustrating the shit like a football
right.
game.
That's you.
Circles and shit. This is you right here.
This little text next to it. You.
This is you right
here.
Why was this girl standing directly in front of you? Was she twerking on you? I better not. Let me sniff your jeans.
Next picture? Yes, she was. Bitch.
Let me sniff
over.
Your jeans. It smells like sweaty pussy. It's been on you.
Y'all better not ever ask to smell that.
Hey,
isn't that what Taraji did, baby?
Me and my ex used to live together. That motherfucker literally walked up to me and was like, "Let me smell your dick." I was like, "This shit." I was like, "Is you serious?"
Yeah.
She sniffed my dick. And didn't even suck it afterwards.
You don't wash your dick.
Was you fresh?
Then yeah, I was fresh, but she didn't suck it out though.
Cause she had a motive to spend the season feel like semen was on it.
Bro, so I was confused.
You should be.
And I thought she was like trying to get me in the mood. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. I thought it was gonna lead to me getting my dick sucked, but that did not happen. She did not give me anything that night. She was like,
must have smelled like some problems.
No, couldn't have, cause I hadn't did shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't cheat. I never cheated.
Okay.
Don't say nothing else. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
That news should say something else. Niggas. Nope.
You gotta stick to the narrative. Black men don't cheat.
That's right.
This is real. Niggas podcast.
No.
Try hitting your ass with the song.
We're not gonna go there because we all know that's a lie. So, whatever.
Okay. What does love mean to you? What does love
mean
to you? Nah, but for real. Love to me, I don't know. Having my baby.
That's the ultimate form of love?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ultimate
or
form of
intimacy. Considering
empathy.
Having your baby, even having the...
I'm going to say this, man. Trust. Because I feel like trust is the strongest form of intimacy. Because...
I think respect is. I think I value respect more than I do love.
Respect too, I can give you that. Cause if you ask men, would they rather be loved
or
respected? They're gonna say respect.
Respect is a great form of love. You have to love somebody in order to respect them. You have to have love. You have to have love for a person in order to respect them.
I don't think so. I think that it has to. You have to. In order, I can be respectful of you and not feel anything towards you, but in order for me to continuously respect you, I have to know who you are and I have to value your reaction to something before I think about my action.
That's love.
That's love.
Nigga knocked the mic down.
But it's that's love, but I don't think just to be respectful is not love. But I think that when I start to consider your thoughts and your responses to something before I make an action.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah, that's love, because it's like, man, let me consider this person before I start to make a decision, a decision that most people are naturally selfish about, because whatever decision that they make. But I think love to me is just when you can see that person in your life for whatever reason. Like, it doesn't have to be a, if I say I love you, that means that I have some form of a connection to you for the rest of my day. It doesn't mean that I have to be in love with you, but I'm okay with you being in a form of in my life forever.
See, that's a real counselor. Counselors don't let go of nobody.
No. I ain't gonna say I ain't gonna let go, but I mean, no,
y'all
I
can, hold on, folks.
They're in sync with their emotions.
Yeah, they hold on to people.
I can love your ass from a distance,
but I know that. But y'all hold on to people more than y'all let them go.
Yeah, I mean, cause I think. One, because I'm human my damn self, and I know I'm gonna fuck up and do shit. But I try to see the good in people and their intentions more than I do.
Most cancers.
Sometimes it's hard.
Most cancers.
And it is. I mean, it's a difficult thing, but everybody has an intention of what they do. Everybody has an intention of what they do. And I just can't see myself as a flawed human saying that you a piece of shit or you this or you that. I'm okay with you. I love you, but you from a distance. I don't want to check up on you. I'm not going to try to, you know, run up behind you or anything like that. But as long as you are right, and I don't wish any ill feelings towards you. I think that's what it is. Okay. I want you to be great what you be great, and that's okay. But I don't want to be tied in between you or tied to you. I just want to make sure that you are right, and I just wish you well.
Okay, what does love mean to you, Dave?
Really? Like, love me is like when you think about a person, and then it just like makes your day feel better.
Aww.
You get what I'm saying?
Cute. I thought you were going to live.
It's like,
I'm saying,
I've been in love before. I've been in love with somebody before, and I have love, and like, I love people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. Now, love is like when you really actually genuinely care for a person and their feelings and what's going on in their life, and you know what I'm saying, you try to balance them out and help them the best way you can. Like, that's love. Like, checking up on somebody, making sure they're good, if they need some help, they need somebody to talk to, that's love. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you, like, shit, just paying for a nigga tab or something at a bar, like, we just like, ah, damn, that's love, bro. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know what I'm saying? You got love for people and shit. You love, you know what I'm saying? That's your partner or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Being in love is like when you, like, that shit crazy. Like, nigga, you, like, you be blind as fuck. You don't know what the fuck to do. It's like you start doing shit you never thought you would do. You start stumbling over your words and shit when you're on the show. You start getting.
Oh, shit.
Nah, it's like, bro. Nah, it's like when you in love with somebody, it's like, bro, it, you know it. Like, you feel this shit, because it's like, bro, you know what the fuck you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like you just know. You know when that shit hits you, man, because you start feeling totally different.
Because it hits you fast now.
That shit hits you, it punches you in the fucking chest. Because, like, you just be walking, and then the shit just walk up, hit you in the chest, like, boom, and then you just hit the ground. You're like, what the fuck is this? And then you looking up.
Nigga, what's up?
Yeah, and then you start feeling like,
love.
Yeah, you start feeling like, oh, man, what the fuck is, like
what? Shit doing? Is this love, nigga?
What is all these feelings and shit? Like, what's these hearts flying around my head? You know what I'm saying? Like, you be like, starstruck in a sense, dog. Thank you.
Love got the Debo choke on you.
Like, yeah, a motherfucker.
It do. That's how
get up, Craig.
That's how that shit gets you, dog. When you in love, that shit gets a hold on you, and it's like, bro, it's like you trapped in a spider web or some shit.
It's a good feeling. It's a great feeling.
And it's a great feeling, but dog, it's like,
it's scary, ain't it?
Yeah, that shit is, because you be like, you want to know, you don't know if it's the same, you don't know if it's mutual, you don't know if it's like just you being.
And I think love does make you overcomplicated.
Yeah.
It makes you overcomplicated.
You start thinking about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You start doing, like, you don't want to do too much, or you don't want to do too less. Like, you don't know what to do. That shit confused the fuck out of you. And,
like when it hits you, it hits you. Like that's all I'm saying. When you get hit with the love shit, just know that's what it is. Like you're gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Nigga, that's love. It's hitting you right now.
Okay, what Slim Tank, what's love, y'all?
You got a cheeseburger and you got that last piece of cheeseburger and you gonna let me have that last piece of cheeseburger.
That's love.
Love,
terrorism.
That's love.
You said what?
It's terrorism.
You got that, you got that you went and bought me a Zaxby's gift card for $50. Is Zaxby's, nigga? That's love.
$50 Zaxby's?
$50.
She can eat meals for a few days.
That's about three meals.
But not for real. Love, that sacrifice, when you're willing to change everything about yourself, like, you know, how you were in the past and, you know, you could have been that nigga in the past. People know you as that nigga or, you know, somebody who has a lot of people, like, coming after them and shit like that. But everything cancels out when you in love. Like, that shit don't matter. If you love somebody, sacrifice, respect, consideration, everything that that person like has to deal with, you think about that person more than anything. Like, excuse me, I've been drinking, so everything catching up to me, so I'm like getting emotional and shit. But you just know, and like, to me, love is definitely unconditional. That shit is scary, but you know it when it comes, when you can't think about nobody else, not even like. Even when it comes to shit like dealing with yourself, you think about that person and the sake of that person before yourself, nigga, that's love. Like, you can't deny that shit.
Yeah.
And it's a situation where you sometimes have to look back and just be like, is the shit worth it? You know, you start wondering if the feelings are mutual and you don't want to look like a dumbass. You don't want to be out here looking stupid and shit. Even after thinking about all that and you still want to continue going on with, yep. you know, yep. what you got in your heart, that's yep. love.
Yeah, man. Tyler Perry, say cut, man. Damn, man.
Man.
Tyler, man.
Man, for real.
Tyler
like,
Perry.
It's like, bro, when you know it's like you starting to slip away, but you still want to continue to do this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
my best friend said that last night. I said exactly what Jay said. I was like, are these scripts from Tyler Perry movie? What are y'all
you
talking
don't
about?
You don't know until you feel it. Like, you honestly, you don't know that. Like, you feel stupid as fuck for even feeling it sometimes, but you just be like, man, fuck that shit. I love her. I love him, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, see, you like, fuck it now, but dog, when that shit hits you, that's how, exactly how you be.
Okay, well, check this out.
Slim.
Oh, okay, we waiting on Slim.
I'm kind of with Pink. I don't know. I'm with Pink. What are y'all looking at me like this? Stop! Don't make me. Y'all making me feel
that's
weird.
Love, Slim. Like you can't even find the words to say how much.
Watching porn together, Slim.
No, that's not love. This
okay.
is
the same
category.
Like the same category. Like, yeah, that's like love.
I think it was. Okay, fuck it. Okay, this feeling that I have now is new to me, and I've been in relationships before, but I've never had this feeling. I got a question about from my ex. He asked me what was different about this relationship because I posted a picture on social media, and I didn't even realize I was doing it until I actually did it. And it must have made him feel some type of way because he came to me. He said, what's different? What did I not do that you didn't want to be this way with me? And that's when I realized, okay.
Because I didn't love you.
I had loved him, but I wasn't in love with him. I wasn't in love with him. And stop,
Tink. I've been drinking. Don't mind me. Shit.
I'm
on my
third beer.
I think of him and his well-being before I think of mine. Everything I do, I think about what it is that I'm doing and how it would affect him. I don't want to do things that's going to cause us to be at each other's throat. This relationship, I'm handling a lot differently. I want us to talk things out. I like the fact that we sit and literally talk things out. Even if we got to go back and forth for a while, we don't believe in letting things fester. Like, I think about him most of my day. he has his son's birthday is coming up, so I went shopping for my son and I'm shopping for both kids. So it's just like I think of everything that comes from him, I adore. And that's his kids is where everything that comes with him. I'm not attempting to change him. We're attempting to grow together, to learn how to be with each other together. We talk about, for the first time in my life, I'm literally talking about having children. Like, I don't do that type of talk. Right? Stop. Nigga is tearing up over here. Shit.
Like Terrence Howard. Like, I'm witness this.
I'm actually, I've been engaged before, and it was just like, yeah, okay, this is the best thing to do. I've never actually sat down and actually planned a future with anybody. Like, sat down and thought about the what ifs with anybody. I just kind of just team. Here, baby.
She's crying.
Like, wipe your tears with the beard, man.
Like,
what?
Emotional shit, nigga.
Oh, Tyler Perry, I'm sick of your ass.
I've been in love.
I know that I care for him. I'm doing things that I've never done before. I've always been this person that was kind of closed off, even in relationships. Like, whatever, it is what it is. And now I find myself saying what I feel. If I meet you, I'm actually texting you. I meet you instead of saying, whatever, I don't care. Or I used to be this woman, if he don't talk to me, if he ain't text me first, he don't want to talk to me. That used to be my mentality. Yeah. And now it's kind of like, when I get up in the morning or when I think about him, it's an instant text. Like, it's just different now. I find myself thinking of him before I do anything. I find myself sacrificing a lot in order to.
Let me say this. Love is dope.
It is.
But it'll make you do some crazy shit.
It is. It'll have you questioning.
I went
in, but it's worth it.
I was in love, and I went and applied for the same job where my girl worked. Just so I could work in the same building as her. But she didn't know that I had got hired for a long, long time because we worked on different floors and stuff like that. So I would just always go to her floor, you know.
Looking over the little rail, going up the escalator.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. We worked at the same job without her knowing for about 8.5 months.
That's not love.
Only reason she found out where I work is because she washing my clothes one day and seeing my chicks do it.
I'm sorry.
This is real. Thank you, for
real.
Hey, nah, but. Hey, I want to say we appreciate everybody who listens to the show. We appreciate everybody who promotes the show on social media, word of mouth. We appreciate everybody who rates and reviews the show on iTunes and SoundCloud. If you all want, we put up the old episodes prior to us changing the name from We Don't Give a Fuck Radio to Real Thinkers. You can now go back and listen to those old episodes if you want. I think that's it. Oh, yeah, send your letters to Real Thinkers.
podcast@gmail.com. 1 week from today. March 6th.
Live show. It's going down.
1819 Madison Avenue. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Yeah. Free food. Free liquor. 21 to drink. Free admission. Bring your ass
this
there.
This is Real Thinkers Podcast.
You're gonna have so much fucking fun.
So you work there too?
But you really don't know. This is Real Thinkers Podcast.
Open up. Niggas don't think, niggas don't think, niggas don't think, niggas don't.